أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's qualities, and each one of the qualities of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the qualities of perfection. The Zat, the being of Allah Rabbul Izzat, is perfect, and each and every quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. We discussed that He is Allah, alladhi la ilaha illahu, who has no deity, there is no deity, illahu, but Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is nobody else worthy of worship but Allah. There is nobody else worthy of being praised but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the ghayb, the unseen, wa shahada, and also the seen. Unseen and seen is according to the creation, according to the makhluk. Many things are unseen to us, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that is unseen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes everything all the time. And here Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, that is according to us. But obviously, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for Him everything is Shahada, everything is in His full vision. Huwa Ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Allah Rabbul Izzah is Ar-Rahman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahim. These two words come from the word Ar-Rahmah, that denotes, indicates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah ta'ala's compassion. Ar-Rahman refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generalized mercy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy encompasses all things. And Ar-Rahim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is total and complete. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His mercy to each and every one of His makhluk, that no matter how much it comes in the hadith, people may make allegations against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Christians may say that Allah ta'ala, wa na'udhu billah, had begotten a son, but yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them their rosy, their sustenance. Then we will find the mushrikeen, they ascribe partners to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives them their rosy. You will find the atheist that denies the existence of Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives them their rosy. Of course, in the hereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal differently than those who had brought iman, those who had practiced righteously. Then they will be awarded the full mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them success, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them Jannah. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. He is Allah, that there is no God, no object of worship besides Him. Al-Malik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sovereign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man has absolutely no control, or the other makhluk has no control of anything but that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the controller, and it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that grants other people a little bit of control over certain things on this earth. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Himself is the sovereign. Al-Quddus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pure from every fault, from every blemish. Again, the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of fault. The Sifat and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of fault. As-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of peace. All peace originates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mu'min. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of security. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that those that have brought proper and perfect iman in Allah, those that have brought proper and perfect amal to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them security. This word al-mu'min, when it refers to us as servants, then we have brought iman in Allah. And al-mu'min, when it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives safety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives security. Al-muhaymin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care. Allah Rabbul Izzat takes care of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to our every need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us our sustenance. And Allah Rabbul Izzat takes complete care, and no one cares and no one can take care of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. There is no one that has might but that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person, and all of it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Jabbar, Jabbar has two meanings. One meaning of Jabbar is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the sovereignty in his hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold that in his hand. And then Al-Jabbar has another meaning also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the healer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the restorer. That when something happens, when the bone breaks, then who puts that bone together? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores. A person has a broken heart, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will restore that. And in the similar manner, a person has made errors and a person has broken himself insofar as spirituality is concerned, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will restore him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will heal him. Al-Mutakabbir. When this word is used for the creation of Allah, for insan, then obviously it has a debasing meaning, that a person has become arrogant, a person has exceeded the bounds and limitations of Allah. But when this word is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mutakabbir, then it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of kibriya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of greatness, that nobody else is great but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. Amma yushrikun, from that which they associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is free of all the associations that man associates with Allah. Who Allah, he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Khaliq, who is the creator. Al-Bari, then al-Bari means that one who brings about things into motion, the initiator of things, that also belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah says al-Musawwir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fashioner. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings everything into its form, and that is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That in the womb of the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashions out a little child, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat at work. Lahul asma'ul husna, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the beautiful names. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that there are these 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever reads it, learns it, then that person will be granted entry into Jannah. Yusabbihu lahu ma fis samawati wal ard. What has happened to you, O insan, that everything, whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the earth, all of it makes tasbih of Allah. All of it glorifies Allah. All of it celebrates the perfection of Allah. But O insan, you sometimes lack in, and there is deficiency in your tasbih and your glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aziz. Once again Allah reminds us that Allah is almighty, all power, all might. All of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hakim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise. that all the knowledge belongs only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.